This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We bring Mr. Burhaney in via phone this morning. How about those Cardinals? How about Albert Pujols?
Oh, wow, what a weekend it was for the Cardinals to pull out two wins over the rival team, the Milwaukee Brewers. It's great to be up in Wisconsin and prevailing over the Brewers.
Yeah, I bet. You get to own all the conversations for the weekend. Are you excited about this team? Are you excited about postseason potential?
Yes. It's been an incredible trade that Mozeliak made last week. You know, the fact that he focused on the pitching, which we have been talking about since April with Mike Claiborne on our show, for him to pull off the pitching that is this pitcher, the Yankees, what is it about him the Yankees didn't like? I mean, he's really producing. The relievers are producing. We've got an unbelievable defense, and the offense, we don't need another star player. We got all the stars we need. And then Albert just keeps performing.
Yeah. You know, you look at the National League Central, it's interesting because Milwaukee is, what, a game and a half back, and then the Cubs are 15 and a half. Cincinnati's 17 and a half games out. Pittsburgh's 18 and a half games out. What happened to the Central Division?
Well, I don't know, but Milwaukee's always been tough. The Cubs are like, let's say they're rebuilding, but even Cub fans says they're like a Triple-A team. But the thing is that Los Angeles, San Diego, and the Yankees are the teams to beat. And there's no way the Cardinals would have had a chance in the playoffs against any of those teams without the trade.
Yeah.
That
no,
were made.
For sure.
And I think they got a chance now, Brian.
Yeah. San Diego not all that far off of Los Angeles. And Fernando Tatis just got an 80-game suspension.
Lost their best player, yeah.
Well, the Cardinals were up for him, you know, not all
no,
that.
No, that was Juan Soto.
No, before that.
Oh, yeah, even before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, there was definitely a lot of noise about that. These guys that keep cheating and keep getting busted for steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, I don't understand it. Jeter did also mention that, you know, the old of the relationship with A-Rod and the drama about all that, because he said at the time they didn't scream it out loud, but the players who didn't cheat, you know, were really tired of having to answer for teammates and other people that did, and it was a huge thing, just another distraction, big cloud over everything they had to deal with. You got Mike on tonight?
Yeah, Mike Claiborne will be on tonight with John and Dan Martini, because I'm not there, and they also have the guys from the Brass Horn coming in, you know, back to school. They got a whole new supply of clothes in that store, which will be fun to talk to them about. And they're opening up their little baby store.
It's a kid's store.
A kid's store. Mm-hmm. And so Ryan and George are just knocking out of the park there on Merchant Street and Prairie. And then Kyle will be in to talk about Salvation Army. They're ramping up. It's that time of year, Salvation Army. Food and collections for the winter.
Okay. Sounds like an action-packed show. You up in Wisconsin for business or pleasure?
Well, a combination of both. I have some customers, some insurance company representatives, and I get a real thrill today. There's a new golf course up here. I don't know if you've heard about Sand Valley, but the people who built Bandon Dunes out west have built an unbelievable establishment in northern Wisconsin called Sand Valley. It's got two wonderful golf courses, but they're building a third. It's called Lido, the Lido Club, and they're mimicking, they're recreating the Lido Club that was taken out of commission during World War II in New York, Long Island, and it was supposedly the best golf course, one of the top in the world. And they had to use the land because of World War II to build munition plants or something. But anyway, they're recreating it here, and I get to play the first nine holes of it. They've only completed 13, but they're going to let certain people play nine holes today. So I'm playing with one of the members.
All right. Well, that sounds like fun. We'll let you get to it. So you will be – it's you said it's Dan and John in tonight for Soy City Buzz on First Mid-Mondays.
Right. Dan Martini, John West. John's back. John took the summer off to coach his kid. And I guess they went back to school, and he's back on Soy City Buzz on First Mid-Monday.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Send us a picture of the golf course, and have a lot of fun today. All right, Kev. We'll talk to you soon. Kevin Bahaney, who is up there having a good time in Wisconsin. Beautiful course. I just Googled it while we were talking there.
Yeah, you know,
it was the best new golf course of 2017, that Sand Valley, according to Golf Digest.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.